join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is I Will Not Retreat by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
But we can't be of those that draw back. Somebody say, I will not retreat. So to draw back means, hey, I don't believe God like it anymore. I'm not going to trust God anymore. Oh, this is so good. How people say it after they've been hurt in a relationship. They say, I'm not putting myself out there like that anymore. That's how they say it, right? I'm not putting myself out there like that anymore. You can't ever get to place. I'm not putting my faith out like that anymore. I'm not going to trust God like that anymore. Heard a testimony the other day. Somebody said they were never able to get a house, but they just felt this was the time. They said credit hadn't changed, but their faith had changed. This is another testimony about God doing things that hadn't been seen before. And the husband said, well, I knew my credit was bad. My credit, really. He said, I knew hers was bad too, but mine was worse. So I told her, you apply. She said, I can't get no house. He said, my credit worse than yours. He said, just go and apply. Applied, gave me testimony. They just got approved for a $350,000 house. Her credit score is about a 600. And got a regular 3% interest rate. You ever heard anything like that? Anybody heard that? I ain't never heard nothing like that. I told him, I said, close quick. Sign the paper quick. Don't tell him further. Tell him we close tomorrow. We got to make this happen quick before the devil realized what had happened here. Come on now. And so. You know, suppose they just stayed in the past. Well, it never happened. No. You don't know what God going to do in this season if you would just stay in faith. Somebody say, I will not retreat. We don't retreat, we confront. That's what believers do. We don't retreat, we confront. James 4 and 8 tells us the latter part of resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That's what we do. We resist. We resist. We don't back down. We resist. We don't kowtow. We resist. We keep moving forward. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. We're going to be in a fight. Be sober. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. Be sober. Be sober. Sober means clear thinking. I don't care what's going. You can't. Come on. I told y'all a couple years ago when something happened, I almost fainted. I had to get myself together. I was trying to get back to early on Sunday morning. We were trying to get back here from Hampton, Virginia. I hadn't rained for anybody to speak. We were supposed to take an early morning plane. I was supposed to be back here for second service. I think I rained for one of the campus pastors to be here for the first service. They're going to go to the campus. I'm supposed to be back for second service. And we got there, and I couldn't check my luggage or something. And so we missed the flight. And I'm sorry, sir, you can't get a flight. And I said, oh. And Moses said, you see what? I got overwhelmed. You can't get so overwhelmed, you faint. Fall to pieces. It wasn't much to you anyway. Okay? And I learned from that thing. Ever since then, y'all, that thing made me change my confession. Whenever I hear a no, I say, oh, no, it won't be. There'll be a way. That's what I say now. We get to go to a restaurant, and the restaurant, maybe we didn't have reservations. We didn't want to go there or something. But, this ain't lately, because if we got a crowd like that, we ain't going anyway. But back in the day, we used to do this. They say, I'm sorry, that'll be a 45-minute wait. And I would say, oh, no, it won't be that long. It'll be about 10 minutes. And they would laugh at me. I said, no, it'll be about 10 minutes. And they'd laugh at me. And all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, my thing beeping on it, calling my name. I just start believing it don't have to be as bad as they say. I can use my faith to counter what people say. I'm talking to somebody. I can use my faith to counter the natural progressing of things. He said, be sober, keep thinking straight, be vigilant. That means be persistent. Because your adversary, the devil, there's a real devil out there. Just like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's like a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he what? He may devour. Which means he can't devour everybody. That word devour means to eat up or to destroy. And the devil is looking for somebody to eat up, somebody to destroy. He said, but he's looking for whom he may. Somebody say, you may not, devil. And so it's not based upon God. It's based upon your faith. It's based upon the position of whether you're in retreat mode at the time that he comes to attack you, seeking whom he may devour. And then he tells us what to do. Don't you retreat. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in faith. You keep on resisting, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He said, you keep on going, knowing you're not the only one pushing back this devil. You keep on going, knowing that you're not in this fight by yourself. My God. You stay in this fight and keep on pushing, knowing that you're not the only one standing on this scripture and believing God and pushing back the darkness. And one will chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight. He said, you got to know. If you're going to be steadfast, you got to know certain things. You got to know that God is with you. You got to know that he loves you. You got to know that victory is yours. You got to know that you're more than a conqueror. You got to know that you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. You got to know that your God will supply all your need. You got to know that as he is, so are you in his world. You got to know that whatever I bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You got to know that if God be for me, who can be against me? Bishop Barry used to say, I know that 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 I know. That's a lot of no's. He said, you got to know. You can resist because you got to know that you're going to have victory. So to draw back, to retreat, to turn back, retreat from our faith, it causes shipwreck. Notice he says, we are not of those that draw back to perdition, or what the New Living Translation says, to our own destruction. If you retreat from faith, you cause your own life to be destroyed. No, God's not cursing you. No, You stop believing them. You cast. I'm sorry. The context of this scripture, verse 35, said, don't you cast away your confidence. Don't fling it away. Don't get so mad, so frustrated, so aggravated, so offended, so annoyed. You say, oh, forget this. Forget tithing. Forget praying. Forget coming to church. Forget reading the word. Forget walking in love. All the things that we know that'll produce the blessing of God in our lives. We don't retreat, we confront. And so the Bible tells us that we got to live by faith. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. 1 Timothy 1:19, we are not of them that draw back to perdition, to destruction. Paul refers to it, to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:19 as shipwreck. He said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away, some having retreated from, some having withdrawn from, concerning what? Look at the scripture. Concerning what? Concerning faith. Oh, I don't believe God like that anymore. Well, I'm not putting my faith out there like that anymore. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some have decided not to do anymore. And then what happened to them? They've made shipwreck. Shipwreck of their life. So, the analogy I often use is that we can use our faith and navigate through the rough waters of life. Or you can retreat from your faith, throw away your faith, cut the engine off, throw the oars away, and say, wherever life gonna take me, gonna take me. And you will end up shipwrecked. Shipwreck means your life was headed to a good, positive place, a good, wealthy place, a good, healed place. But now you make shipwreck because you don't believe God anymore. And so you never reach the destination in life that God wanted you to reach because you don't believe anymore. Come on, somebody say it again. I will not retreat. So we got to hold faith, because if you don't, you'll make shipwreck of your life. So God wants us to be persistent and steadfast in our faith. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my brethren, I'm telling you what you got to do. You got to be steadfast. That means diligent, determined, and persistent. I did a series many years ago. I remember because I got in my mind the three-part cassette series that it was called DDP. Diligence, determination, and persistence. That's how you're going to get breakthrough. Say it with me. Say diligence, determination, and persistence. Therefore, my blood brethren, be diligent, be determined, be persistent, unmovable. Unmovable. Unmovable means I'm going to stay here in this position of faith. Winds are going to come, storms are going to come, but I'm going to be unmovable. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to the beach, if you just stand in the sand with your feet, and that's usually what you stand with, right? Your feet. Yeah, okay. But you understand what I'm saying. But you're standing, if you stand as the water comes up on the shore, if you're just standing there, as it goes back, it looks like you're going with it. Anybody ever done that? Okay. But you're still standing there. You got to make up your mind you're going to stand even when it looks like it's going to take you out to the ocean. And that even, if you ever done that, that even feels weird. Okay? You're standing there and that water come up and start pulling, you're like, whoa. And it's nothing even happening. It feels, sometimes you can feel unsettled, but make up your mind, I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be determined, persistent. I'm going to be determined, unmovable. I'm not going to let anything move me. Paul says, you know, they tell me if I go to this city and preach, you know, that this is going to happen to me and that's going to happen to me. And they threaten my life and all this. And Paul said, but none of these things move me. Now, I have to tell you, it takes experience with God to get to that place. But it starts one trial at a time. It starts one bill at a time. It starts one crisis at a time. If you're raising children, it starts one teenager at a time. Yes. All you teenagers, giving your parents a hard time. We just pray you don't reap what you sow. Because some of us, we know that's what happened. You was just reaping what you sown. You was one rebellious somebody, and what happened? You got a rebellious somebody. Heard one preacher say one time, he said, when you're raising teenagers, just tighten your seatbelt and hold on. There's going to be turbulence. But we're going to get through this flight. It's a scary flight sometimes. Okay? It starts one teenager at a time, One child at a time, one bill at a time, one crisis at a time. But the more you go through, the more you get determined. Okay, God brought me through this. He'll take me through that. None of these things are going to move me. So God wants us to draw near and draw close, not to draw back. We are not of them that draw back. We draw near and we draw close. Hebrews 10, 22, 23. Is this, come on, anybody being blessed by this? Hebrews 10, 22 and 23. Look what he said. Let us draw near. Don't run. Don't stop praying. Don't stop tithing. Don't stop giving. Don't stop going to church. Don't start walking in love. That keeps coming out. Because, you know, because the Bible says faith works by love. So you don't want to nullify your faith by getting out of love. And I ain't talking about boo and bay love. I'm talking about the unconditional love of God that keeps you being nice when other people being mean. I'm talking about the love of God that keeps you smiling at people who frowning at you. I'm talking about the love of God that keeps you saying hello to somebody who won't even acknowledge that you spoke to them. I said the love of God. I was in the store the other day. I stopped by this store that, you know, I drink sparkling water in this particular place we go to. I guess the restaurants don't have to sell, so it's home goods, okay? But so they selling these cases of this is kind of exclusive sparkling water. And so I just went in. I was just stopping in here real quick to get. And so when I went in, there were no what we call carts, what y'all call buggies, okay? there were no buggies or carts, whatever you call. And so I'm standing there, so I'm looking. A young lady said to me, she said, well, where? So then I'm standing there. She said, well, in a minute, someone coming through. There'll be one coming. And then somebody else came in, and they're looking. So about three of us there. But I was there first, waiting on buggies. And so I'm standing there. And so a cart came, and she cleaned it off, and she gave it to the lady behind me. Now, I didn't want the lady to feel bad. She was an older lady. I didn't want her to feel bad. I let her walk off. Then I said, excuse me. I said, you did see me here first. You know, I was the first one. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry. And right as I said that, the person at the counter, hey, Pastor Bailey. I said, hey, how you doing? Look at your neighbor and say, you got to walk in love all the time. I'm so glad I didn't cuss her out. I was just assertive. You know, I was just assertive. You know, I just didn't feel like being disrespected today. You have one of those days. Not today. Not today. We're in the middle of the pandemic. I will not be disrespected in this pandemic. What you're not going to do. Okay. Sometimes God's telling you, hold your peace. Walk in love. Keep being nice because your faith, you're working on something. Look somebody around and say, I'm working on something, working on something. Come, you can't afford to let folks get in your nerves right now because you're working on something. You can't afford to lose it right now because you're working on something. You're still working on increase. You're still working on squeezing some more blessings out of this year. You're still working on your turnaround. Come on. You can't afford to get out of love. So, Hebrews 10, 22 says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Don't retreat. Don't run back. Draw near, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Then in verse 20, he said, now you're already saved. Okay, you know you love the Lord. Draw near with a full heart of faith, with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Then verse 23 said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, because he is faithful that promise. Let us hold fast the profession. Your profession, the word profession and confession are used interchangeably in the New Testament. Hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to your profession. Hold fast to what you've been saying is going to happen. Hold fast to what you've been saying you're believing. Hold fast. That means, Now watch it. You only need to hold fast, another way of saying, or hold tightly, or dig in with your faith, because something trying to snatch it out of your hands. Something's giving you a run for your money. Something's trying to make you let go. He said, but I'm telling you, draw near, don't draw back. Draw near with a full heart, with a heart of full assurance. Full assurance. That means you got to be fully persuaded that what God promised, he will perform. Then he says, hold fast to that profession of faith without what? Without wavering. Another scripture says in James, said, now if you waver, you're like the waves of the sea. He said, let not that man or woman who wavers like the waves of the sea, let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. To waver is what James calls being double-minded. He loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. Maybe he'll heal me, maybe he won't. Maybe he'll provide, maybe he won't. Maybe I'm supposed to be here, maybe I'm not. Come on, some of y'all, you just got to get settled in your faith and what you believe and what you know God said. Settle it that God loves me. Settle it, he'll provide for me. Settle it when my mother and father forsake me, he'll be there to pick me up. Settle it that when nobody else understands me, that I can still go to God in my midnight hour and cry unto him, and he'll give me comfort. Glory to God. Settle it that God loves you. Hold fast the profession without wavering. No more wavering. No, maybe he will get it settled, because he is what? He is, come on, what does it say? He is faithful, that promise. Now, that faithful means dependable, reliable, and accountable. Say that with me. Say, God is dependable, reliable, and accountable to his word. God's faithful. Earlier this year, while I was going through battling with the coronavirus, as a matter of fact, I had one final class. I got a certificate of executive leadership through a program with Cornell University. And one of the classes that we dealt with talked about credibility and leadership. Credibility. Credibility, it means saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Credibility means living up to your values. And so I know we use this word incredible in a positive, but incredible really means unreliable. Incredible, it really means you can't count on them. We use it in a positive way, but incredible probably could even be better said discredible. So all of us know people who have no credibility with us. Okay? All of us, okay? Let me explain what I mean. You know they don't mean what they say. They don't say what they mean. So if they said, I'll see you tomorrow, they probably won't. If they said, I'll be there at 3, then get there at 5. They have no credibility. Whatever they say, most likely they are not going to fulfill it. Do any of us know people like that? The rest of y'all lying, or you don't want to raise your hand because you're that person. And so some of our leaders even know, you said, well, how would you evaluate yourself? And then I sent a quiz out, a questionnaire to my leadership. First to my staff, first to my own family. Sent to my family, then I sent it to our staff, then I believe I sent it to the leaders in the church. Okay? And I wanted them to know, at the way this is tallied, I won't see who answered what. It just gives them, you know. And so it came out something like I was like 95% credible. I said, well, that's good, but I was concerned about that other 5%. Okay. See, the other 5, so in order to make myself credible, it's not that you don't do what you said, but you don't put extra effort to doing what you said. So yes, you said you'll be there at 10 o'clock, but you only gave yourself 15 minutes to get there and didn't count on the train blocking you that day. So as a result, you don't get there till 10:15, even though you planned on getting there. And so the end result is, the more this happens, for whatever reason, you lose credibility. So to be credible, one of the suggestions in the class was, Think about every promise you make. Don't be flippant with promises. Don't easily agree to do things. Say, because when you tell somebody that you're going to do something, you want to have credibility. So if you say before you commit to doing something, I need to check my schedule, then check your schedule first. If you say I'll get back to you tomorrow, then get back to you tomorrow. And so one of the areas I realized, for me, one of the areas that I had to increase my credibility was with pastors who I'm the bishop and pastor to, and because they would reach out to me. For some reason, they would reach out to me on Tuesdays during staff meeting. And I get texts, and I would say, I'll call you back tonight. Soon as I get it, I'll call you back tonight. But after Pastor Dwayne had gone through how many air conditioners are broken, and it's going to cost her $30,000 to get these air conditioning systems fixed, I didn't feel like talking to nobody. So I said I'm going to call you tonight, but I just, after the staff meeting today and dealing with all this, I don't feel like talking to anybody tonight. So I don't call you back on Tuesday night. I call you back on Wednesday. I called you back, but I lose credibility that when I say I'm going to call you back, I'll call you back. Are all of us feeling convicted right now, huh?
God wants us to be persistent and steadfast in our faith. He wants us to draw near and draw close, but don't draw back. In this powerful series, Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages us to remain strong in our faith despite any circumstance. To order this series, just call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for I Will Not Retreat. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.